Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Ooh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Which culminated in him being placed on a non-football injury list.
Excuse me, did you say culminated?
And Chris Ello.
Bubkas. Absolutely
Bubkas.
Nothing.
Don't know what Bubkas is, but...
Bubkas is nothing.
Kind of confused.
Yeah, Bubkas... I'm sorry, Bubkas is nothing.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. It is hour number two, which in this case is the final hour of our program on this Thursday. Getting ready for Thursday Night Football. Scott Hansen just joined us from the NFL Network. Always great visiting with him. And he mentioned it, Browns and Broncos, and you can listen to the game right here on 97.3 The Fan. Odell Beckham Jr. apparently will play, according to the NFL Network. His shoulder had him questionable. I mention that because, well, I own him in fantasy football, unfortunately. But
Scraby does too, right?
And Scraby does in his other leagues.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. This is like a last place or bust type
situation
week
huh?
here because, I mean, I have no one
playing. Last place or bust?
Yeah, a lot of people have to rely on Odell Beckham this week because there's so many buys.
And Nick Chubb's not playing. Kareem Hunt's not playing. Baker Mayfield's not playing.
He is going to play, though, Odell Beckham,
yes,
according to the NFL Network. So if you're out there wondering whether to make a move with your fantasy football lineup or whatnot, there is the news that you need. What the Dodgers need is a victory. Otherwise, they will go home after a 106-win season. The Atlanta Braves on the brink of knocking out L.A. I like this headline on ESPN.com, a story written by Alden Gonzalez, which I haven't read yet.
Alden.
But I like the name of the, I like the headline. A Dodger dynasty that never was? Hmm. You know, it's really a fair question because, you know, everybody talks about the greatness of the Dodgers. It's very similar, honestly, to the greatness of the team they're playing tonight back in the 90s, the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves dominated baseball for a decade and a half, didn't they, Tony? Win 15 straight division titles, 14, 15. But they only won one World Series in there. And the only World Series they won was ironically, in a bit of a shortened season. It was 1995 when the season started late because of the baseball strike carrying over from the year before. So, and if the Dodgers lose tonight, I don't think they break the team up. They're probably still going to be very good. But the fact is, with all of their championships and the division and everything else, they'd only have the one World Series.
Here's the thing. When I look back at that Braves team, I still look at it as a
pretty good team,
pretty
right?
Pretty dominant, a dynasty type team. They only won the one title, but you don't look back at the Braves team as like, oh, that team, they couldn't get over the hump. I mean, you don't think, although that's true, you don't look at it in those terms
because
they won literally, it seemed like, for years and years and years.
Yeah, they did.
And when you're associated with winning for that long of a period of time, honestly, you just need to get one for people to remember your team as being really good.
Who's better, the 1990s Braves of Smoltz and Maddox and Glavin and everything else that they brought to the table? Our friend up at Cathedral High, David Justice, and all of the great players that they had with one championship at 15 consecutive division titles. Who's better, that team or the early 2010 Giants, who didn't win anything except for three World Series?
Right. I mean,
like, who's better?
The Giants are better.
The Giants are better?
The Giants are better. They won three titles.
Okay.
They won three titles.
Okay.
That's a dynasty that is on top of the Braves dynasty.
But that's pretty much all they won, the Giants.
That is. That's true. They didn't win anything.
I mean, it's pretty hard. Listen, other than Bumgarner and Lincecum, it's hard to name anybody really from that dynasty.
Matt Cain.
Thank you,
San Francisco.
Based off of that type of criteria, what it tells me is if you win multiple titles in a four-year window,
right,
it's going to be on top of a team that, how many division titles did the Braves win? Was it 11, 13?
No, 15. Dude, I think it was 15 in a row, or 14 if I could be off by one.
14
but it was
or
quite
15
a few.
In a row division titles,
yeah.
Versus, you know, and you won one championship.
One championship.
The one championship, as we said, it buys you like a 10-year grace period. Now, if you're winning division titles within that period of frame as often as the Braves were, you're going to go, people are going to remember that as being, man, that Braves team, they were really, really good. They were really good.
They were. There's no question. And this Dodger team is really, really good.
Right.
But outside, I have to ask this question this way. Outside of San Diego, how will they be remembered if they lose tonight? Because in San Diego, they're always going to be a team that lucked out and won a phony championship and choked the rest of the seasons away. So I know that's how you listeners are going to regard them. But how will they be remembered outside of Southern California if they were to lose tonight? It'll be.
I promise you, they'll be at this rate, they've won, what, eight? No, seven.
Well, they won eight straight division titles until this year.
Right. So they're still going to be remembered. People are going to look back on those Dodger teams and be like, man, those were some good Dodger teams.
Okay. Interesting.
I think so.
I think the time will tell on that one, actually. We'll see where it goes. Hopefully, in my mind, the Braves will beat them
also,
and put us all in that situation.
I also recall, right when it was happening, the Braves being considered choke artists. Now we look back 20 years, not even 20 years, in some cases, what,
yeah,
15 years?
15, 20 years, sure.
15 years back?
Yeah.
We're not thinking of it the same way.
All right, interesting. Well, we'll see. We'll see if we have to even worry about that once Game 5 gets underway tonight. All right, getting underway right now, it is Chris versus the fans. Scraby's pushing buttons frantically.
He was side-eyeing us, too, because it was taking too long.
Well, you guys, we have a game to play.
I've introduced it.
Well, I know. I'm trying.
Still waiting.
The computer's not working.
Still waiting.
I mean, we're working with one pot here. What are we doing?
Working with one.
There
what?
We go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Vegas, baby, that's what you can qualify for.
Jackpot, baby!
A chance to win. Thank you, Brent Mushberger. two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Round of golf for two. And a $150 food and beverage credit. Scraby, the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. We have a couple of first-time players today. And if you don't know what that means, you get to skip question number one as a first-time player.
Well, without further ado, let's welcome in Rich, who is a first-time player. And Rich, because you're a first-time player, you get question number one as a pass. So we move to question number two to get things started. What were the two teams that played football against each other in the longest yard?
The Mean Machine and the Generals?
Lean Machine.
No, he said Mean Machine, but you know what? I think I'm going to give it to him.
Why?
Because he misunderstood. Well, I didn't write the question well enough. But he said Mean Machine. It was prison versus guards. He knew what he was talking about.
Yes. Mean Machine versus the guards. He said the generals. You're giving it. You're a good guy, Scraby.
Because
you're
I didn't write the question.
Haven't
right.
I said that you're such a nice guy?
No, you haven't.
You're a softie.
Ever.
Rich, good for you.
Rich, you're into the finals.
He knew what he was talking about.
Question. I don't know. Did he?
Yes. Rich, did
I'm
you?
I'm glad you're.
Okay,
I'm glad
all right,
you
asked another. Yeah, he says absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
All right, here we go. Question number three.
If this works.
Oh, this is a tough one right here.
Oh, boy.
In the original Space Jam, there were five NBA players that became the Monstars. Name three of the five.
Muggsy Bogues, Sean Bradley, Charles Barkley.
Go!
My goodness!
Game, set, match. That
did you send him the questions ahead of time?
No, but I honestly, could you do another two just for fun?
Sounds like he can. Man, he was all over that.
He got Muggsy, Sean Bradley, and Charles Barkley. There are two more.
I know it. I don't know it right now. I'm going to blank on it.
It's okay.
You don't need to know it. That's all right,
congratulations.
Man. You got to win, man.
Hang on
well
the line.
Done.
Mr. Scraby will get your information. The answer of the other two was Patrick Ewing and Larry Grandmama Johnson.
Yeah. Larry Grandmama Johnson.
He was the
Johnson.
First athlete to wear pearls.
That's unbelievable.
That is a good one.
That's unbelievable. The Rich, like, he was answering that question before you finished asking it.
Yeah.
He was so on top of that.
You know,
one.
It's great job. I watched that movie recently, Rich, the original Space Jam.
Did
I
you?
Loved that movie growing up. Yeah. Watched it 100 times.
Yeah, I mean, if
it doesn't hold up.
Now it doesn't hold up?
No. Yeah. Not even close. You
know, when is the new one with LeBron, or has that already,
it's
been,
already
out
been out
and I missed it?
You missed it. I don't know if it's your.
That's okay.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Okay. I did watch the first Space Jam back in the Michael Jordan days.
Basketball.
You know what's sad, you know, about our movie generation is that a lot of those movies don't hold up.
Mm-mm.
That I used to love.
Mm, you're right.
It happens from time to time in entertainment.
I'm just now getting to the age where that starts to happen. Like,
what's a movie that disappointed you?
I mean, The Matrix isn't that good anymore to me.
It was made in like 97.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't hold the
97.
Same.
97. How old am I?
You know what I saw a couple of weeks ago was one of the. I saw the brand new, hot off the presses James Bond movie.
Oh,
yeah,
No Time to
Die.
A
couple
of
weeks ago.
I want to see.
Is that
what
it's called? No Time to Die.
And you saw it.
And I must tell you, I thought it was fine. It's, you'll enjoy. You know, it's a good couple of hours of entertainment. But I remember as a kid watching James Bond movies and the technical stuff that they did and the stunts that they did and some of the special effects that they used in James Bond movies seemed like they were 20 years ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Now, they can't do anything to outdo what's going on in other movies. So James Bond, to me, has lost a little bit of its luster
They've
in that regard.
They've also changed James Bond into more of a... it's more of an action movie than a spy movie. It's more of like a... Jason Bourne type movie.
I don't ever remember it having a great storyline. I mean, I always thought James Bond movies were all about beautiful women and great effects and the fun stuff that Q could come up with in the lab.
But now
there's nothing Q can come up with that we haven't seen before.
This James Bond is like the men of all men. He could take a beating. He could beat someone up. He could jump off of a building.
Don't tell me Sean Connery could handle himself fine.
He could.
I enjoyed me
Sean Connery could kick your ass. I know that.
Well, he's dead, so he can't.
Oh, my Lord.
That was
It's true.
Cool.
We know it's
not
true,
cool.
Babe.
Not cool.
I love Sean Connery. Welcome to The Rock.
All right.
Don't try to be nice to him now.
You just buried the poor guy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. The pallbearers or the gravediggers did.
Can we change subject, please?
Yes, we're going to. Well done, Rich, running through Chris vs. the Fans today in his first appearance with a spectacular performance to qualify for the Vegas trip. We'll play Chris vs. the Fans again tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll take a quick break here, check some traffic with Kelly Danik. You don't want to miss that because you never know what Kelly's up to. And then when we return... Never mind the rest of this stuff we talk about all week long. All we really care about each Thursday and each week, as a matter of fact, is our NFL Pick'em segment. That happens next with Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Was that no intro music? We're just coming on flat?
Man.
Coming on hot!
Good thing I wasn't, you know, laced with any profanities before we knew which kind of
he just turned the mics on.
Just boom.
Well, turn the mics on.
You can look and see that the music is playing.
Well, now the music's playing. I don't know if there's music.
We normally get a little music before we come on, but
4:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello. Get ready for the Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by Top Turf Pavers, artificial grass, real customer service, and by Computer to Kids, the national leader in bridging the digital divide. My peoples over at Computer to Kids San Diego. Mr. Ello, where are we sitting at in our NFL pick'em right now?
We are sitting at Tony Gwynn Jr., 49 points. Mm. Chris Ello, 40.
You picked up five on me.
Picked up a few. 49 to 42 is the score. You're up by 7. I believe your largest lead was 12. So, yeah, I picked up a little bit on that Tennessee game Monday night.
I'm not feeling that at all.
It's all right. You're still in the lead.
Yeah, no, I want to demolish you.
Well,
you've beaten me the past 3 years.
I don't
want you anywhere close to the lead.
Well, you have a chance to re-extend the lead, as it were. NFL Pick'em each week. Tony and I do put our heart and soul into this. We may not try on some of the other scraby-led topics of the day, but this we focus on. All right, here we go. We each pick three games, not against the spread. We have a three-point game, the one we feel most confident about, obviously. Two-point game, one-point game. And then the fun begins as we get to our upset pick of the week. Tony built a lead by being correct on his upset pick each of the first 4 weeks of this season. Last two you did not connect on, so that's allowed me to close the gap a little bit. What? What are you laughing at?
Tony is being a conductor to the music.
Oh, he's enjoying the music.
We have amazing ADD in the studio today. It is incredible.
All right. Anyway, I go first this week, and that is just because it's my turn.
Look at him, Chris. He's playing the violin.
What are you, Sam Spence? You don't know who Sam Spence is.
Hey, I'm vibing. I'm just having fun. Right?
Sam Spence is the guy who produced all of the NFL films music.
He was good, dude.
Oh, he was great.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. Player.
No, Sam Spence was a conductor and a music.
This is week 7, correct?
Writer. What's another word for composer? That's the word I was looking for. Yes, this is week 7. So I go first, and it's staring me right in the face. It really doesn't take a whole lot of discussion. Arizona is undefeated and home to Houston. I'm not going to pass on that game. Arizona for 3 points, please. And that kicks off our pick'em segment for this week. Tony, you're up.
You take Arizona. I'll take the Los Angeles Rams at home.
I thought you might. Rams are home to the Detroit Lions. I have no problem rooting against the Rams in this game. Not because I'm rooting against you, but because I really love to see the sports gods smile upon poor Jared Goff.
They can wait a week.
They can wait a week. Yeah. I'm sure they probably will, but the way Jared Goff was treated in L.A., not cool. Even Sean McVay admitted as much this week, but too late as far as I'm concerned. Love to see Jared Goff be able to get a little revenge on the team that dealt him away, but you're right, Tony. It's very unlikely. All right, so those are our three-point picks. I got Arizona to beat Houston. Tony's going with the Rams over Detroit. Two-point pick. If I don't take it, you will. So I'll say Tampa Bay at home over Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. Doesn't feel like Justin Fields straight up can beat Tom Brady. Very few people can. So I will I'll ride with the Buccaneers as my two-point pick and leave the rest of the board for you and let you figure out a two-point pick.
Yeah, my two-point pick will be the Green Bay Packers at home.
Okay. Against the Washington football team. Anybody surprised that the football team has been as mediocre this year as it has been?
No, right about where I thought they would be.
Yeah, 2-4.
I thought their defense would be better.
Thought it would be also.
Maybe keep them in some games a little bit longer, but I didn't think they would be able to win those games.
Yeah, they've been getting routed pretty regularly. All right, Green Bay at home is Tony's two-point pick. Time for the one-point pick here. I think a couple of games stand out, but I feel much more confident in the Baltimore Ravens than I do anybody else. They're at home against Cincinnati. Bengals much improved, certainly, but I don't know if they're improved enough to keep up with Lamar Jackson. And that really is a Lamar Jackson team. Is your boy Latavius Murray playing this week, Scraby, or is he
He's dealing
on
with
shelf?
An ankle injury, but you know who is also dealing with an ankle injury?
Who?
He's
Mr.
hoping.
Mr. Antonio Brown hasn't practiced at all this week.
Oh, good thing
matters.
You traded him. Straight
they always
up
say
for
if
Latavius
you don't practice
Murray.
Majority of the week, you're probably not
you know,
to play.
You know who didn't practice the majority of the week last week?
Who?
Odell Beckham.
He played.
Last week?
He played, though.
I mean, short weeks are different.
Oh, short weeks
are you talking about this Thursday?
We're talking about the last week.
No, last week he didn't practice. He hasn't practiced all year, practically. All right, anyway.
Are you at the practice?
He wants his trade to have worked out so bad.
I flew to Brea, Ohio last Wednesday while you weren't paying attention and watched Odell Beckham work out.
My one-point pick
is...
Let's go New England.
Yeah. That's the one that stands out. New England over the Jets. Jets are not good.
Nope.
They've had a week to prepare for Bill Belichick's club. All right, so there are straight-up picks for 3, Arizona, 2, Tampa Bay, 1, Baltimore. That's how I line them up. Tony goes 3 points on the Rams, 2 on Green Bay, 1 on New England. Now it is time to make things a little more interesting. We wipe the slate clean, and it's time for our upset pick. Got to pick a team that is underdog, but they have to win straight up in order for you to earn the points by which they are underdog. And I'm down to 2 games here. Honestly, the one that I like the best is Tennessee getting 5.5 at home against Kansas City. But it worries me because that's the exact same spread as Monday night when they were home to Buffalo. Now, they did win, but do I roll the dice
two weeks in a row
to strike twice? And I'm not going to.
Oh, he's going to leave it open.
I'll leave that one for you if you want it. I feel more confident. Yeah, I'm not talking without music. I feel more confident in picking an upset by the Bay.
There's no music.
I knew you were going Colts.
That is
going
to upset the man who's in charge of playing the music, Mr. Scraby.
No, I don't care. I mean, the 49ers are done. So.
49ers.
Yeah, this is reverse psychology.
Yeah, I know.
Scraby's.
Of course it is. He's not going to.
No,
he's
going to
come,
he's gonna come
in here whining on Monday about. Oh, well, actually, he's not going to come in here whining
on Monday.
No,
we're not on next week.
Yeah. So we won't hear about it then.
I'll text him if they lose, though. Don't you worry.
You know what? I could have texted you on Sunday when the Dolphins lost, but I didn't because I was trying to be a nice guy.
Wasn't it really early, too, though?
I don't care.
You wouldn't.
I mean, Chris is up early enough.
You played the Dolphin sounder on the show Monday here 37 times to rub it in.
You
so
did.
Don't say that you didn't rub it
you
in, because you did.
I didn't do that.
I'll take the Colts. They're 4-point underdogs at San Francisco. Indy does seem to be playing much better right now. And we'll see. It's, I think it's an upset, but it'll be worth 4 points if I get it. All right. Rest of the board is yours, Tony. Who are you picking for your upset of the week? Gonna go with Tennessee?
No, I feel the same way.
Teased it.
I feel like Kansas City is in a spot where they can't really afford to lose a game. They need to have a good performance. So there's some urgency there. I don't think Tennessee can pull off winning two games like this in a row.
Right.
Even if it's in their home building. Sure. So I'm gonna stay away from that, and I'm gonna go with the upset of the Cincinnati Bengals over the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow, on the road, that'd be a 6-pointer for you. Bengals underdog by 6. I'll tell you, this Cincinnati team's not getting a lot of play. What are they, 4-2? Yeah, they do have a win in Pittsburgh, and they've got some dangerous weapons out there. And don't make a mistake about Baltimore. I know they're, 5-1 now?
Yeah.
And I know they shut down the Chargers, but it seems to me the Chargers kind of shut themselves down because Baltimore's defense is not that good.
I thought that was the best they've played all year, was
obviously,
against that Charger team.
Yeah, they showed up big time last week, but that's an interesting pick and not necessarily a bad one. Of course, it'll be a good one if the Bengals win. So we'll see. I'll go with the Colts, try to get 4 points. Tony will go Bengals, try to get 6 points. And that's how our NFL Pick'em segment goes for week number 7. We will keep tabulating the totals as the season goes along.
Give it to me again.
49-42 at the moment.
49-42.
Yes,
all right.
You're up by 7 points at this point,
Chris,
in time.
Looking to close the gap. Me looking to extend the lead.
What did you say? You want to humiliate me this year?
I think I said I wanted to smash you is what I think I said, something along
those
lines.
I thought you said humiliate.
I don't think that's not really a word I would use.
I think he said humiliate and smash.
No, humiliate is not really a word that I would use, so I'm going to say I did.
Do you want to, like, crush him?
Crush him.
Yeah. Well,
beating
we'll see.
Bad, basically.
I'm here to be
destroyed.
Crushed or humiliated.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try not to make it easy on you.
I'm sure you won't. You usually don't. All right,
we definitely take these picks way too seriously.
Let's get to break. And when we come back, we have a big five ahead. There are some major shortstops going to be hitting the free agent market. We'll talk about one of them in the big five. Gwen and Chris Sennig is number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, 4:37 is the time. We will spend a whole bunch more time on this tomorrow. Let it all sink in. But the NBA's 75th anniversary all-time team has been fully released now. All 75 guys, the greatest players in the history of the sport, have been announced. 9 are active players. I'll read them to you real quick. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Steph Curry, Chris Paul, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard. Congratulations, Kawhi.
Aztec for life.
Yeah. Anthony Davis of the Lakers. Kawhi's happy about that, sounds like. Anthony Davis and Carmelo Anthony. Those are the 9 active players that are among the 75 greatest of all time, as announced by the NBA. Just released. We'll talk about snubs and things like that when we have a little more time to delve into it tomorrow. But we're getting ready for our Big Five to close out the Thursday program. First, a check of traffic with our good friend, the always pleasant Kelly Danik.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And this hour is brought to you by Business Office Outfitters. San Diego business is booming. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today. and Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop into Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mesa and the 163 or online at boofurniture.com. Real quick, before we get into it, you guys ever watch the show Boo on Netflix?
I have not seen it.
But you know who the guy in it is?
Don't know who the guy. I've heard of the show. Don't know who anybody is.
You don't know what
he
looks like?
No.
Well, just look at Baker Mayfield. They are almost identical. It is insane how much they look like each other. So, anyway.
More alike than Ryan Gosling and Cliff Kingsbury?
I would say so.
I have a hard time believing that.
I would
that's
say so.
Pretty spot on.
Those guys
on,
those seem
two.
Like twins.
Long
they
lost
do seem
twins.
Like twins. They do seem like twins, but if you want to see that, you should. The Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln and La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln and La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Here is the guy from you, Tony. Looks like Baker. That looks
like
Baker.
A little bit. A little bit.
Okay.
Just Google actor from you.
Guy from you.
Yeah. And then you'll be able to see Baker Mayfield. All right, let's get started.
Number five.
And we're going to start with the Dodgers and the NLCS tonight. They are on the brink of elimination from the playoffs. If they lose to the Braves tonight in Game 5, many Dodgers fans are using their time to deflect the disappointment of their team being eliminated. So they are, they're saying that they have injuries and they're struggling players. Mookie Betts said they already were starting behind the eight ball coming into this series. Trey Turner 6-for-39 and has no walks in the playoffs. The NLDS and the NLCS. But Tony, if the Dodgers lose tonight, and I know you guys talked about it earlier, about why you can't just give credit to the team that wins, but what will be the reason it went wrong for them this year?
Well, it'll be first because the Braves have played better than the Dodgers. The Braves have turned their weakness into strength, and the Dodgers' strength has turned into a weakness, as we talked about earlier. And I think that ultimately, because you can argue, the Braves can argue the same thing. They're missing Ronald Acuna Jr., and they're still making it work right now. So I would just say the Braves have been the better team in the series thus far. So if they win, that will be the case, and it'll largely be because their bullpen has performed at a level that I think we expected the Dodgers' starting rotation to perform at, which is at a high level.
Chris, what do you think is the reason the Dodgers went down if they do tonight?
Well, what do you want to hear? You want me to say that because Dave Roberts and the organization messed up by putting Julio Urias into Game 2, thereby costing them that game, bringing him back to start Game 4, thereby costing him that game, and using analytics to believe that Gavin Lux could play center field? That's what you wanted to hear, so I'll tell you that.
I didn't want to hear that.
Oh, I think a lot of people want to go with all of those as the excuses, but the honest reason is that so far the Braves' good players have played really well, and the Dodgers' good players haven't shown up. I mean, there's no other explanation than that, but the other one's a lot more fun.
All right. I like the fun round.
Number four.
The Red Sox designated outfielder Franchy Cordero for assignment today, and they announced that on their Twitter. We all know Franchy was with the Padres for 3 seasons, and he played 79 games. Chris, I know injury has a big part of this, but why do you think Franchy really hasn't caught on yet? Because I believe he's only 27 years old.
Yeah, well, only 27. I mean, that's actually kind of old for baseball days. Yeah. That's pretty hard for me to say, because, I mean, when I saw him in San Diego, I thought he was a star, you know, on the rise, and you know, a lot of times you blame the Padres organization for, quote, not developing a guy well enough. But in this case, Franchy went to the American League and went to a whole nother franchise and didn't work out for him in Boston. I honestly would bring him in for a look-see next spring training. I mean, unless he's broken down injury-wise. If he's not, I mean, he's a big boy. I mean, all it takes is a correction somewhere in that hitting stroke, I think. We saw him hit some titanic home runs when he was in San Diego. I got to believe, you know, that maybe that's in there. You just got to bring it out more consistently. So, you know, failed to this point, but not forgotten.
What do you think, Tony, is the reason Franchy, outside of injury, hasn't caught on?
I think, health. He hasn't been healthy a whole lot, and I just think that sometimes the process of learning who you are offensively takes time, and sometimes it's on a time frame in which works for an organization. A lot of times it's not, and so, you know, he could forever bounce around and be the same guy, or he could finally find a spot, as Chris said, find that one mechanical thing that makes him go, and then boom, all of a sudden, at 28, 29, 30, he's a very productive big leaguer. So it might seem like it's been a long time and it might be too late, but we've seen guys like Justin Turner, for example, change his stroke at the age of, what, the 30, 31?
Good example.
And we don't think of him as that same player no more. Now this guy is a mainstay in the postseason and coming up big. So it's not too late.
All right.
Number three.
With Case Keenum starting for the Browns tonight, and that would allow him to say in his career he has started for six different teams in his entirety of his NFL career, and seven if you count the Rams in St. Louis and L.A. But if he stays on the Browns team through next season, Case Keenum will have made $50.7 million in his career. So, Tony, I'm going to ask you guys this. Would you rather be a longtime starter for one team and make less than $50.7 million, or a journeyman who has started for six teams in seven cities and made over $50 million?
This is a stupid question.
It's not.
Please put me in the situation where I can have either of those outcomes. Under 50 million or over 50 million?
Yeah, so you're making, so I you could still be a starter, just not make over 50 million.
Yeah, you're the lowest paid starter in the league.
Yeah, I'll take that all day long.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Because eventually, as a starter, if I'm worth my salt, I'll end up making more money just being a starter and playing better. So, yeah,
Chris,
I'll take
that
one.
You don't want to know what I have to say about this question, so I'll just try to.
No, please tell us.
It's not very good.
The situation or the question?
The question.
Why? Why is it not good?
Because I don't really understand it. What do you want me to be here? Either a starter or a backup? You want me to be a starter for a short amount of time or a backup for a long amount of time?
And you make $51 million.
But in the other scenario, I make just under $50 million.
Yeah, do you want to play in your career or do you want to make money in your career?
I want to. Okay, so that'd be better.
You're making money both ways, by the way.
Right, if you're playing, you're probably making money.
Way too literally.
I know. I'd honestly rather play in one spot for 5 years and get the heck out of the league than have to be in the NFL for like 12 years holding a clipboard. I would have trouble holding a clipboard for that long. My competitiveness would get the best of me, I think, going to practice each week, working my tail off every single day, having to know everything that the starter gets to know and never being able to get out on the field. That would be really, really difficult. So I'll vote for the short-time starter.
All right. Thank you for answering.
As long as I make close to $50 million during that time, it'll work out just swell.
Number two.
One of the National League...
You mean I got away with the word swell?
You did. You did.
I thought that would be attacked.
I didn't know how to go with it, so I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
One of the National League West stories we're going to be following over the offseason is whether or not the Rockies will have Trevor Story with them on the 2022 roster. Mark Feinsand of MLB.com ranks seven teams that Trevor Story could go to, and they are these, and they're in no particular order, although he did list the Rockies number one, and then it went Rangers, Tigers, Phillies, Cubs, Angels, and Yankees. Chris, where do you think Trevor Story plays next season?
I don't think he's going to play with the Rockies. I think it's time for him to move on. But I would be, honestly, a little bit hesitant to rush and sign Trevor Story. I mean, he's not coming off a very good year. And that's with Colorado as his home field. So I've always thought Trevor Story was a really good ball player. I think he plays a lot better defense than he's given any credit for. I think he plays the entire game well. But some of the numbers he put up in Colorado, 42 home runs, 38 home runs, 108 RBIs, 27 steals. I mean, he's put up some, you know, really good offensive numbers. This past year, his numbers were down. And I'd be concerned that he could be headed in the wrong direction a little, and especially if he doesn't play in a hitter's park. Because I don't have his home road splits in front of me, but I don't think they're going to be that good. I think most of what he did was at home. So I would be hesitant before I rush to, you know, empty the pocketbook for him.
What do you think, Tony? Where do you think Trevor Story is going to play next year?
I think it'll be the Rangers, and I think they will be very happy with the player that they get. Trevor Story is whether it's in Colorado or on Mars, he can play. And I think it's a mistake to look at the last year, which he probably was injured. I think if you watched him play, by all accounts, there's something going on with his elbow. You're signing a long-term deal. You're going to be able to work him through that rehab process and get the player that largely put up ridiculous numbers before that injury or before he's going through whatever he's going through. I think he's from Texas. I think this is kind of a no-brainer.
Texas is a good hitter's ballpark. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he played 71 games.
No, it's not.
It's not a good hitter's ballpark.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. Well, then he's in trouble because you look at his I did look at his career numbers for the hell of it. 303 at home, 241 on the road. That's a pretty wide gap right there.
Last year,
I'm just saying,
that's
the same
games.
Thing they said about Arenado. He had a pretty good year in Cardinals this year. They said the
I
same
hope you're
thing
right because I like
Larry
Trevor
Walker.
Story. I do. I like Trevor Story.
I just think that is the argument that a lot of really good players that leave Colorado get, and it doesn't matter who it is. All the way back into the 90s, they said the same thing, and these guys go to the next place and have a whole lot of success. So I don't think Trevor Story will be any different.
Interesting.
Personally.
Last year in 2021, he played 71 games on each the home or on the road and at home, and he had more home runs on the road than he did at home. He also had a really good batting. He had .296 batting average at home and only a .203 average on the road.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Kind of interesting.
I say handle with caution, but I agree with you, Tony. I think he's a really good player. Better than he gets credit for as a player. People think he's just a Coors Field slugger, and I think that's unfair to Trevor Story.
Yeah.
Number one.
Former Texan and current Cardinal J.J. Watt made the switch in the offseason to go from the team he built his career with in the Texans to the Arizona Cardinals. He made the right choice because the Cardinals are the last unbeaten team in football and the Texans are a dumpster fire. Here is J.J. Watt confirming to the media he left the Texans because he knew they would be bad this season.
J.J., when you were making your decision this offseason, because you had a new coaching staff, did you get a sense that there would be this much turnover and maybe this is what the Texans season would like look like this year?
Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons you decided to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
He's a man of few words.
Well, it's a loaded question for him. He is about to play against the Texans this weekend. Yeah. So
he thought about like giving the cliche answer or lying right there, and it wasn't really worth it for him, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to say he answered the question. I give him even credit for that because he's playing against that opponent this
said,
week.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's the reason you left?
Yeah, that's kind of a tough spot to put him in. I mean, I'll give credit for the question because I think it's a question it's a that question. Needs to be asked when the teams are playing this week, but almost impossible to answer if you have any respect at all for your opponent, and I think J.J. Watt's the kind of guy that does. I'll say this for J.J. Watt. I think he deserves a couple of MVP votes, at least in consideration. I don't have his statistics in front of me, but I know that Cardinal team is a whole lot better with him on it than they were without him.
Yeah. So the question is, Tony, which team, it's just completely random, but because the Texans are a dumpster fire, which team right now, in your mind, is the biggest dumpster fire in the NFL?
You're hoping for me to answer a certain way. Go ahead, Tony.
No, I know what you're going to answer.
Ooh, the biggest dumpster fire.
I don't think the Dolphins are the biggest dumpster fire.
It's got to be the Texans or the Jets. I mean, I'll say the Jets.
The Jets.
What is it with the New York players being so having their feelings hurt about fans booing them? Do you see that?
No.
Their defensive tackle Williams, the one who was with.
I mean, they're terrible.
Was he with the Jets? Now he's with the Giants. He's in New York. He's on one of the New York teams, and he was kind of upset that they were getting booed. It's like, oh, man, you guys aren't playing very. You do realize you play in New York, right?
No, I don't think they do.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
I'd say it's the Texans. They're still the biggest dumpster.
Chris, not the Dolphins.
Biggest expectations, worst performance. Man, play the sounder. Come on,
it's not the Dolphins.
They're a dumpster fire, Scraby.
They're not a dumpster fire. They're not a bigger dumpster fire than the Texans.
The Lions are still biggest of all.
Oh, I forgot about the Lions.
Well, can't forget about the Lions.
At least they're losing close games. Like they just can't figure out a win.
Not every week.
Texans are like losing
last
by
week they
30
lost by
every week.
25. All right. Football's next. Browns, Broncos. We'll keep our eye on the Dodger game for you. Stay tuned for that here on 97.3 The Fan. And tomorrow we're back with a full 4-hour show to wrap it all up. Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.